My mouth's clear.
Good.
Thank you.
This is case number 12,471. Daniel Austinville seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements for the existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of North Poplar Street at the intersection of Old Sailor Road. The 911 address is 31016 North Poplar Street in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax parcel is District 232, map 12.18, parcel 51.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 13.9-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement. And just a note, conditional use 2187 was approved for this exact same lot on November 12, 2019 for motor vehicle sales.
Is the applicant before us? Good evening. Would you please be sworn in?
Good afternoon. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
31016 North Poplar Street, Law, Delaware, 19956.
And your name?
Daniel Austinville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
True.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Not begin?
You may begin.
Yes. Can I take that?
Yes, you can.
Yes, I'm here today to present the addition I do. I made it like on April 11, and I asked for the permit. I got it, and I just on the back there was this building have been already there, but the back addition I made, it's a 5x21, and but for me, it's not a problem because when I look on the other side from the existing building and the property, it's been there. So I built it, and just for the storage, I can have. And it's already when I get measurement from the other side of the building, and this is the same side. It's
okay.
It's not. I don't do much, and I don't go any further, and I leave enough for the other side. So it's.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask Mr. Whitehouse to help us a little bit. I'm a little confused, so
sure.
Would you please be helpful?
If I can assist. So there is a building permit application in 2019 that was applied for an addition. It was an 8x21 addition to an existing detached garage. So there is some... A little bit of history with this is that there was a conditional use application that was applied for, but prior to even before that being applied for, there was a detached garage on this property. The building permit came in for the addition, and as part of that addition, it was identified that the existing structure fell short of the required rear yard setback requirement, and to clean this up, that a variance application was basically encouraged, and that led us to where we are now. I don't believe we've served a notice of violation. I just believe that we've just caught this in the field, so.
Yeah.
But when he got his conditional use, that's where the building was, is that correct?
That's my understanding. There's history for the building that was previously permitted in, I think, Mr. Thomas, we have the previous year?
The building was 2001. So the conditional use only allows the property to be used for that conditional use. We don't check anything. We just allow for that use. So if you were to submit a, it's not actually being currently used, correct, for the car dealership?
Yes.
Yeah. So if a site plan was submitted to us, we would have flagged it up for not conforming, but it never did.
He got that conditional use in 2019.
For the car.
Correct. But no site plan was submitted to flag a variance being needed.
He got the conditional use, not, it didn't have anything to do with the building.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So he just went before county council, planning, zoning, county council, this is what I want to do. There's a history on the property, but there was never any site plan submitted.
Correct, in terms of the use, but there was also the building permit, yep.
Okay. Okay, catching up now.
So is it a new building?
No, it's an existing, but he added an 8-foot by 21-foot, like around the building.
A porch?
Well, kind of a...
I see it.
Like an overhang or something.
Like a porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're here to ask for a variance?
Yes.
Okay, there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. You filled those out. So one is the uniqueness of the property. Why is the property unique? What you wrote here, can you...
Yeah, this property is irregular sign and the shape that this lot is considered a small lot because it's contained less than 10,000 feet.
Okay. And cannot otherwise be developed?
The septic is located on the same side of the property.
Where is it located? Can you show us?
It's on the right hand side.
Like about where that 51 is?
Yes.
Okay. Not created by the applicant?
No.
Why is it not created by you?
Oh, the septic, yes.
No.
It's been...
Why is this application not created by you? Why is there an issue with the property?
It's not been made in any issue.
But the building was already there when you bought it.
Yes.
You didn't place it there.
No.
Okay. And will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, no problem, yes.
Do you live at the property?
No.
Okay. So what do you use the property for?
It's for a car dealership.
But you don't have a car dealership there?
No, not yet, because they just, they just give me approve, and I have to put the sign and for the inspection.
I'm confused. They approved this in 2019.
So if I can assist, Madam Chair, the conditional use, which is separate to the current application, is still valid, but there is a requirement in those conditions that the applicant follow up and obtain the necessary approvals. I don't believe that use has commenced yet, so...
Still needs a sign, his lighted sign.
Correct.
Yeah.
And security lighting.
I have the security light outside already there.
And I guess he submitted the site plan, and that's when we picked all this up?
Correct, as part of the conditional use. I think the building permit predates the conditional use, if I remember correctly, for the additions. So.
Okay.
It is, yeah, okay.
So you need the variance in order to open your used car lot?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No.
No?
Say thank you, I've been here.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Where's your driveway? Where is your driveway?
My driveway is in the front. It's in the front by the side of the wood.
In the shadow of that tree?
By the tree?
Yes.
87?
Yes.
And the gravel parking, it doesn't take up the whole property, so it's just exactly in front of the building?
Yes. And I put a nice gravel, everything is really nice in the front.
Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes.
Everybody's positive about it?
Nobody say nothing. They fine with it.
There's one picture on this paper that has a street sign, Old Sailor Road, and it has a split rail fence, and then it looks like it has a chain link fence. Is that on your property?
No, it's been there. When I buy this property, it's been...
Is it on part of your property?
No.
No. Is it your neighbor's property that has the fence?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the shed still there?
Shed?
Yes.
No shed.
No shed?
No.
Shows on our map, we've got a survey, got a shed there.
Take the shed away? Did you tear the shed down or take it away?
I don't see the shed there.
And it's on your drawing dated January 7th. It's a small shed?
Oh, no, that's not the shed, this is for a water pump, the pump in the front.
You're not in town and you don't have public water, correct?
No. I have a well.
Where's your well?
The well on the left side.
So in front of the house? I mean, in front of the building?
Yes.
You just said where the shed's at, that's where your well's at.
Yeah, this is a small, because they've been, they just put it there.
Is that where your water pump is?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Is it like a cover?
Yes, it's covered.
Like a little, put the tank and the water pump in front of it?
Yes, for it's not going to be cold.
Yeah, okay.
The fence, is that, if I was reading right, it's Milford Fertilizer's fence?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. I just want to make sure I'm clear on it. The addition that you added was to the front of the building, is that right?
Yes.
So there was no further encroachment to the rear of the building when you made the addition?
No.
Okay, so that was, the building, as far as the rear property line, has been in the same location?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I was clear on that point.
Yes.
And you haven't received any complaints from your neighbors about that location?
No.
Okay, all right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
We have received zero comments, zero letters of support, zero opposition.
Well, what's on the right of this survey, like a little narrow, is it a sidewalk and it goes around the back of the building? Kind of confused as to what it is. On the survey?
Yep. The concrete pad where it's north of the HVAC, there's that concrete walkway around the building.
Right, okay, that's, okay.
I think that's just...
Just a sidewalk type?
Just where there's a footer, I think.
Apron or something, okay. Okay. Nothing else? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for, in favor of, or in opposition of this application? Please dial 5-1. speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial five-star. At this time, we have no one that wishes to make any further comment.
Thank you. Okay. No other questions? I'll then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12471 for Daniel Austinville. I believe he's met all criteria required to grant a variance. I believe that the property is unique. It's in shape. I do not believe this has been created by the applicant. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I, too, for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.